Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Mike, happy Friday.
How are you?
I'm doing fine, but I'm still stumped from last week's challenge.
I said, start with the phrase bulletin board. Change one letter to a T, and you can rearrange the result to spell a seven-letter word and a six-letter word, both starting with B, that each name something that you usually need a finger to use. What are the words? Well, if you change the D to a T, you can spell braille and button.
Ah.
All right, Ian, on February 23rd, 1854, the Orange River Convention was signed, which officially established the republic known as the Orange Free State. After gaining independence from the British in 1854, the Orange Free State existed as such until 1900, when it was annexed by the British, who ruled it for a decade before it joined what was then called the Union of South Africa, which we know today as the Republic of South Africa. Today, the Orange Free State, now simply called Free State, is one of nine provinces in South Africa. To commemorate the signing of the Orange River Convention, this week our questions are about other orange things.
Okay.
The Orange Line, one of four subway lines in the city it serves, has as its southern terminus a station named Forest Hills, and passes through stations named Roxbury Crossing, Back Bay, Tufts Medical Center, and North Station in what U.S. city?
Boston, Massachusetts.
That is indeed, and the color names for the lines were introduced in 1965, and the Orange Line was possibly named after a nearby Orange Street. Yellow was originally the color choice for that line, but it didn't go so well in testing. A July 2013 review in the Washington Post read in part, "In Genji Kohan's magnificent and thoroughly engrossing new series, prison is still the pits. But it is also filled with the entire range of human emotion and stories, all of which are brought vividly to life in a world where a stick of gum could ignite either a romance or a death threat." What series was the subject of this review?
That's the Netflix juggernaut Orange is the New Black.
Indeed. The 1988 song Orange Crush is, according to singer Michael Stipe, about a young man going off to fight in the Vietnam War, and the song's title references Agent Orange, a chemical used during the conflict. The song appears on an album titled Green by what band?
Well, I know it's your very favorite group, REM.
It is my very favorite group. And the cover of Green is actually orange as well, possibly in reference to the song, but also visually, if you sort of stare at the cover for long enough and then look off to a light surface, you see the after image that turns it green.
I'm going to try that. I never knew that.
The annual college football game, known as the Orange Bowl, is one of three bowl games, along with the Sugar Bowl and the Sun Bowl, that debuted on January 1st, 1935, pitting Bucknell against the University of Miami. Those three bowl games are the second oldest bowl games, behind which game, played first in 1902 and then annually beginning in 1916.
I guess it's the Rose Bowl?
That's a good guess, because it is. Bucknell won that inaugural Orange Bowl 26-0, and it is their only Orange Bowl appearance to date. And finally, first produced at an orange juice stand in California in 1926, and named the official drink of the 1964 New York World's Fair, what beverage is a combination of ice, orange juice, sweetener, milk, powdered egg whites, and vanilla flavoring?
I don't. Is it Orange Julius?
It is an Orange Julius. Go down to the mall and you'll get a hint there. Yes. Orange, you glad I didn't make a bad pun using the word orange? Oops. Write to us anyway, quiz@wamc.org.
And if you found this show appealing, you can take another look at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you'll also find this challenge. Mike?
Start with the phrase Orange River. Change one letter to a D, and you can spell a three-word phrase, four letters, two letters, five letters, for something a general might do. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you then.